the old style tone. That's it, the old low lonesome sound of Wilson Douglas. There's going to be, during intermission, go out there and check out a box that out there that you can sign up for a free CD or a t-shirt that you can win at intermission. Also, the silent auction is ending tonight during the intermission. When the lights flash on and off, that means it's over, folks. So you can still make your bids during intermission before the lights flash. You can also pay for your items tonight or tomorrow down at the Augusta office. I'm curious, how many of you out there are members of the Folk Alliance? I'm glad to see that you're here. For those of you who don't know about the Folk Alliance, it's an organization that was put together by Art Menyus and several others to help traditional American music, what we call folk music, and dance really get along better in the world of this mainstream culture. And if you want to know more about the Folk Alliance, come and see me in the lobby after the show. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. They have an office now in the DC area, and I can try and get the information to you. Also, there's an outfit called the International Bluegrass Music Association, IBMA, and I am their regional representatives coordinator, which means I've divided the U.S. in 11 regions and found someone in each region to represent the needs of constituents in the International Bluegrass Music Association and in an outreach program. If you have questions or ideas or projects about bluegrass or even old-time music, any traditional art forms in your area, come see me about that, and I can tell you who the representative in your area is who can help you out. And speaking of international, bluegrass and old-time music have become international, and we have some guests here who come as students who are from England, and they play in the Yorkshire Dales, and there's an E-Dale Bluegrass Festival over there, and they've informed me that really this music that they play is called Dalebilly music, and we have Dalebillies out there tonight. Yes, so. Mr. Ken Tardley is one of the Dalebillies out there, and he tells me that he's the guy who really wrote that song, The Blue Movies of Ken Tardley. And so that's Ken Tardley out there. If you'd like to know more about Dalebilly music, please see him during the intermission or after the show. He'll probably be out there, and you can tell him by his accent. Also, I don't know how many of you realize what's going on with the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, but it's kind of sad. Within 3 years, it's planned to be totally phased out, and there are things that you can do about that. At least let it be known, because it's a rather urgent situation, and the amount of money being spent on the arts for the endowment is really very small, and yet I think it's become a scapegoat of those who don't like supporting things that seem to be a threat to what they're all about. The National Heritage Fellowship Awards. These awards are honorary and they're national awards and they can't be given by states. They honor important cultural bearers who represent the traditional heritage of our nation's people. Ask your senator to please take a leadership role into bringing this to the Senate floor and supporting these important fellowships, because they're supported by the NEA, and as I understand it, Augusta helps decide and grant who's involved in these heritage awards. As a matter of fact, I think the last recommendation they made won, and I'm proud of them for that. Also, if you want to learn about old-time music, subscribe to the Old Time Herald. It's out of the Carolinas, and I also could provide information about that. And also, if you want to know about bluegrass music, subscribe to Bluegrass Unlimited. The next act we've got coming out plays old-time string band music. And they've been around for 20 years and playing it with verve and heart and soul. And they come from all over the place, but they've been living in sort of the northern panhandle of West Virginia, which is sort of a forgotten area, but it's a beautiful mountainous region. And one of their members is in Chardon, Ohio. Another is in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. And they really do a wonderful job. So from Chardon, Ohio, from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and from Paw Paw, West Virginia, put your big paw paws together for Critton Hollow String Band.
Paws together.
Rodney Sutton on the feet.
Thank you, Rod.
Rodney Sutton.
The tune was called Lost Indian. This next one's called Ride, Cowboy Will Ride. It was written by a friend and neighbor of ours over in Hampshire County named T.J. Skeen. There's a rocking horse that sits there in the corner of the room where Cowboy Will goes to sleep. He gets ridden every night just before bedtime over mine-made mountain passes and trails that rise so steep. Cowboy Will at 8 o'clock puts on his pajamas, and then he straps his trusty six-gun to his side. He's wearing cowboy boots and a big 10-gallon hat when he climbs upon his pony for their nightly ride. One of the joys about traveling around and playing music, and especially at a place like this, is meeting up with other people and playing music with lots of different people. So for this next song, we're going to have a couple friends come out, Jeremiah McLean and Sandy Mitchell, if you guys will come on out here. This song's called Lay Down, Little Doggies, Lay Down. As a matter of fact, listening to Skip singing, there was a line in one of his songs. It was exactly that. Lay down, little doggies, lay down. Everybody's here.
Yeah. Like party this is that? Written by June Drucker,
right,
who will be on staff next week, actually, teaching bays in the old time week. June Drucker.
Junie.
All you June fans out there. One, two, three. Thank you. driven all day through the heat and the dust. And the cowboys are singing San Antonio or bust. Now the sun's sinking low, it's time for a rest. Keep riding on till the stars show their lights. Then we'll lay down our heads and we'll rest for the night. Lay down, little doggies, lay down.
The original recording, Joe Herman played the accordion. That's
not
worth
quite the same.
That's worth buying the CD, as far as I'm concerned, right then and there.
Now, I have to tell you something, speaking of different abilities and the way things are done. I mean, my accordion playing on that is very simple, and I might say, I wish I could play like Jeremiah. And as a matter of fact, I was sitting on the couch when Skip was singing, and my 7-year-old son Andy came up and said, "Daddy, that sounds like you." And I said, "I wish I could sing like that." And he said to me, "Don't wish, but for what you have."
That's my son.
All right.
So there you go.
Of course, you have to understand they ate dinner at the Chinese restaurant down here. And that was his fortune cookie.
So here's a medley of a couple waltzes written by two dear friends of ours. The first one is called the Samalin Waltz, and it was written by Mark Schatz. You'll see him on stage in just a little bit. And the second one is called the Midwinter's Waltz, and it was written by Larry Edelman. And so I'm sure some of you know Larry.
He'll be here next week also on staff as a dance calling workshop.
Thank you. since I started, and I haven't retuned.
Oh, my gosh. What a train wreck. Have
it
you
won't
ever...
work this way. Woody Simmons could probably do it, but I can't.
Wow. Cool.
Which reminds me of a story.
Thank you, Joe.
I was outside talking with John Herman a little while ago, and he told me that he was in the back here talking with three of the local boys, and they were all bragging on their daddies. And one boy said, "Well, my daddy's so fast, he can shoot an arrow and run and catch it before it hits the ground." The other kid said, "That's nothing. My father can shoot a .357 Magnum, run out, catch the bullet, and run back and catch the gun before it hits the ground." The third kid said, "Well, that's nothing. My daddy works for the state roads. He gets out of work at 4:30 and he's home by 3. That's fast.
Shall we take it from the top?
We'll just do it from the top. It's what we call take two.
Oh. Heard it take five.
Thank you.
Lewis.
Laura Lewis. Yeah. Spelled it right.
Hey boys, look what we get to pop later tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's just, well, anniversary. Is that how you spell that, huh? Well, I feel like I couldn't think of a better place to...
I don't think that's going to work, Joe. Joe,
celebrate.
What a light pick hand you have, Joe. Did we mention this year is our 20th year as the Curtin Hollow String Band?
And nothing can make it happier than being right here. Thank you.
You know, Joe, I don't know where the time went. For me, it doesn't seem like 20 years.
Yeah, Paul Kovac.
It will soon.
It seems like about 25, actually.
You're not that old yet. Oh, boy. Well, how about helping us celebrate by singing this next song with us? We try and have a tradition of having an audience fill up the auditorium with us. And here's a song that we originally got from the singing of Michael Klein, who was a main force here for a while, a beginning of gathering old-timers together and bringing them out, and he's still doing that. But he did that with us. He brought us out and taught us how to sing, and this is one of the songs. It's written by Bill Staines.
I can feel the sweet winds blowing through the valleys and the hills. I can feel the sweet winds blowing as I go, as I go. I can feel the sweet winds blowing through the valleys and the hills. I'm a-going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. Going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. I can see the morning breaking through the valleys and the hills. I can see the morning breaking as I go, as I go. I can see the morning breaking through the valleys and the hills. I'm a-going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. Going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul.
Yeah, now how to sing it now.
I can feel the people stirring through the valleys and the hills.
Let me hear it.
I can feel the people stirring as I go, as I go. I can feel the people stirring through the valleys and the hills. I'm a-going home. Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. Going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. And I can hear the people singing through the valleys and the hills. I can hear the people singing as I go, as I go. I can hear the people singing through the valleys and the hills. I'm a-going home to Jesus, bless. bless my soul, bless my soul. Going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. I can feel the sweet winds blowing through the valleys and the hills. I can feel the sweet winds blowing as I go, as I go. I can feel the sweet winds blowing through the valleys and the hills. I'm a going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul. Going home to Jesus, bless my soul, bless my soul.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Britton Hollow String Band. Folks, we're going to take about a 15-minute intermission, so have at it. I want to make... Hello, everybody. We're going to do the drawing right now, for those of you who signed up out there. And the winner of this certificate, it's good for one free t-shirt or recording of your choice at the Augusta store, value up to $18. It's good tonight only, and let's hope you are present to win. So here goes. And the winner is Laurie Novick. Are you here? Laurie, come on up here and get your prize. Also, on another vein, I'd like to announce, if you remember seeing Ira Bernstein the other night, wonderful dancer that he was. Are you Laurie? Oh, I saw you dancing too. Here you go, you're the winner. There you go. There goes the dancer. Ira Bernstein lost a really nice pair of tap shoes. He left them in a draw bag on the porch of Hallie Hurst. So if you see them, please report to the Augusta office with those shoes. Also, Jerry Milnes and Mary Alice Milnes. Jerry Milnes works here, and tonight is their 20th anniversary, so give them a hand. Okay, this is the big one, folks. We've really got something waiting for you now. The lady who is going to headline this crew that you're about to see is an absolutely wonderful singer with depth, heart, and soul, and an instrumentalist with depth and vision. She's the 1995 IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year. Please make welcome Laurie Lewis and the Bluegrass Staff.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we're going to try the same thing we did last year at Bluegrass Staff. There's so many of us, and we just thought we'd do the kind of Grand Ole Opry thing of having everybody just hang out on stage until it's their time to play. We kind of like it. It's sort of like what we do during rehearsal.
That's right, Laurie. And this section of Augusta is brought to you by Goo Goo Clusters.
So here's a Delmore Brothers song to start things off. It's called Blue. Whoops. You ready there? Blue Railroad Train.
the doggone blue to listen to the old smoke stand.